You guys ready? We don't look over a cliff and deny the existence of gravity. If we decide to jump, we know there is a force that pulls us down. There are rules to the physical universe. There are effects we can perceive with our five senses. But the five senses don't tell the whole story. For example, bacteria or the cold virus, even DNA, before the advent of the microscope, we had never seen anything like them. Did they not exist because we could not see them? Or had we simply not developed the necessary faculties to perceive and understand these once strange forces that had the power to dictate life and death? The universe also has spiritual laws. You experience them every day, whether you realize it or not. These laws have existed since the beginning of time. They were protected inside of many faiths and practices. The Bible, the Torah, the Quran, the Vedas, all contain threads of this message. Kabbalah contains the commonalities that run throughout each one of them. Kabbalah is the source code.
Tell me something. What brought you into Kabbalah? Why were you interested in it?
I came to a course and I was blown away. I felt I was learning the secrets of this universe. And everything I applied worked. So I kept trying it, and it worked. And kept trying, and it worked. And here I am.
18 years later.
18 years of trying, and it works. And nothing else spoke to me like Kabbalah did. You also felt it. You felt it in your bones. What's my expectation of what people will take away from doing this? Yeah. People will have a system. Finally, a system they can go to. When this happens, I do that. When X happens, I do Y. When I'm going through a challenging situation, this is what it means. We find comfort in that. Pain is really just not knowing why we're going through something. The difference between pain and joy is just not knowing. Once Kabbalah removes those curtains and people see why, the pain goes away. You can be challenged, but you won't feel the pain because you know why you're going through it. I once had a student in my class raise her hand and say, "Why do you have an answer for every question we have?" And the idea was not that I have a cute answer for every question. It's just that the beauty of Kabbalah is that you can explain everything that we're going through, personally and globally. If you don't have a religious background, you'll find this very powerful and you'll see results immediately from trying it. If you do have a religious background, you probably already have a spiritual foundation. So when studying Kabbalah, it all comes together. They still live the same life they always have lived, except a more meaningful, richer, enhanced version with less chaos and more control. They have more fulfillment in their lives. There's no doubt that if everyone even just tasted a little bit of the wisdom of Kabbalah, if everyone in the world just heard the first class of Kabbalah 1, the world would change immediately. The thing is, everyone does something because they want to receive something. A person who's angry just believes that by being angry, they can get more out of life. A person who's a control freak or micromanaging everyone just believes that's the way to be successful. Give them now a new method of how to be even more successful, and they'll abandon their old methods. People will abandon selfishness once they see that it doesn't help them anymore. We're not telling people to have less. Kabbalah is about having it all and not settling for anything less than it all. That's our birthright. That's the reason why we came to this world. That's why the Creator created us. The game is meant to be won, and each one of us will win the game.